Hello again, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of 15 Good Minutes. We got a full house today. Freddie, how you doing, man?
Well, you?
Doing good, doing good. Freddie, we got a few guests in here today. A few weeks ago, we had one third of the Golf DMV podcast here to talk about some college football. Today, we have the other two esteemed gentlemen from Golf DMV. We've got my good friend, LB. Welcome, LB. So glad you are able to, you know, take the time and join us today. We've got Vern, who's part of that too. Vern's actually my number one. Those of you guys don't know that, relative. Yep, named after me. Good to see you, son. Good to see
Likewise.
You. We talk about the Golf DMV podcast a lot in terms of what you guys do. And I just can't overemphasize to the audience how good of a podcast it is. I'm very stingy with my online time. I'll just put it out there, you know, but and I've said this before too, you do not have to be a golfer to follow those guys. Hell, Charles follows them and he don't golf, right? So, the thing is that they're
not
really, really good.
Golfer, not much of a golfer.
I will have a link to their podcast in the show notes. Please take a moment, go over and visit those guys. Lastly, we got my good friend, Charles. Charles is actually my golf partner, tennis partner, just, you know, really, really good friend. Really glad that you're able to take some time today, Charles, to come out and join this particular group for the show today, right?
Yeah, right.
So, you know, I invited you guys here because today's topic was one that I've been kind of, it's been on my mind for a little while anyway. And after the Genesis last week, you know, I said, you know what? This is a great time to get some experts in because not only do you guys play the game, you watch it at a very high level. So the question of the day is real simple. I'm going to go around and ask each of you, should Tiger Woods retire? If so, why? If not, why not? I'm going to start with you, LB, but before I do, I'm going to just read a couple things, right?
Okay.
Genesis, last week, he withdrew. Last year, he tied 45th. He was even at the Hero Challenge, but that's just like vacation golf, right? That's just something that happens in the Bahamas or whatever. We look at the last few Masters. He withdrew in 23, finished at 47 in 22. Obviously, couldn't play in 21. That was the accident year. We'll give him that. Hasn't done a U.S. Open since 2020, right? Was a DNP. Last played in 2020, which was the year before the accident, and he was cut then. DNP in the British Open in 2023 and was cut in 2022. PGA Championship, 2023 DNP, 2022 withdrew, 2020 tied 37. 2019, the last year he won a real major, he was cut from the PGA Championship. So LB, I want to start with you, man. Should he retire? If so, why or why not?
Well, honestly, I had a whole different I have a bunch of notes. I got a page of notes here that I had. When you put the question out here, I did a little research.
Okay.
And I formulated my opinion based on my research. And after you just read what you just said, I got me rethinking about my position.
You want to hold your ground now if you think he should play.
Well, I do think he should play. And now I'll tell you, here's my reasoning why. In my lifetime, I'm 60. So there has not been a whole bunch of great athletes of Tigers. I mean, I put Michael, you know, like Michael Jordan,
yeah.
Tiger Woods. I mean, you can go back to Muhammad Ali, but although I saw him, I didn't see all of his career. I saw all of Michael's career, right? So I'm trying to, this is my parallel, okay? Jordan was great, right? We all can agree to that. When Jordan was playing, as a fan, I went to see Jordan live when he was a Bull doing his dominant reign. I also got to see Jordan in a diminished role than as a diminished player here with the Washington Wizards. Or the Bullets. Were they the Wizards then? I don't even know.
They were the Wizards, yes.
They were the Wizards.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Right. So I got to see Jordan then as well. So I got to see real time his, you know, although his wasn't injury prone, it was just Father Time, which is undefeated, had taken its toll on Jordan. But I still went to see Jordan because I still hope to see a spark, a glimmer of his greatness, okay? Now, if we take that and flip that to Tiger, you know, I've seen Tiger, again, just like Jordan, I've seen Tiger come up, I've seen his greatness, and now I'm watching his demise. When people, when I'm speaking for myself, when I watch Tiger now, I am not expecting to see greatness. I am hoping to see greatness. So for that aspect alone, I think he should continue to play because people will still come out to see him in the hope that he will hit a shot here, make a putt there that reminds us of how great he was. If that, you know, that's my analogy. And I
get it.
Yeah, I think that under the circumstances, his is mostly injury related. I put in air quotes, mostly injury related. The reason for his demise. I think fans still want to see him, even in his broken state. I would like to see him finish out these last 2 years, hopefully, you know, play how many tournaments that's going to be, 3 or 4 or 5 a year.
Yeah.
And maybe then go and actually compete at a higher level, hopefully. I don't know how this is going to work, but in the Champions Tour, where it's less rounds, the competition may, I mean, there's still going to be competition there, but he can feed his ego and whatever is driving him to continue to play on the Champions Tour. And that would be a big boon for that tour as well.
And when you say that, if I'm not mistaken, he can be in a cart on that one, right? Like when don't
no,
they don't?
No, he would still have to, as far, I could be wrong, but I believe he still would have to get some kind of medical exemption, even on the Champions Tour to have a cart.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. I want to come back to you. Charles, welcome to the show, buddy. Your thoughts on Tiger Woods. Should he retire, yes or no, and why or why not?
I definitely got where LB was going with that. My thought process was kind of in the same realm. I mean, you know, Tiger's a rock star, right? When you were hearing about the Genesis, right, what were they saying? Tiger's going to be there. Right. They weren't talking about nobody else. They weren't talking about the other golfers. Right. And who's the number one golfer in the world now? Is it still Scottie Scheffler?
It is.
Right. They weren't saying his name. They was talking about Tiger. Tiger's still just bringing the fans. He still does that. But then on the other hand, you got he got his leg crushed and it affected his ankle and his feet. And then before that, it was his back, right? This is basically years of, you know, his swing instructors trying to tell him, hey, to change his swing, and he didn't do it. And then he came to the point that he had to change it, right? The injuries are just catching up with him, right? And it's been definitely difficult for him to perform, right? I'm kind of in the same boat with LB, though. I want to still see him play, right? With the hope of seeing the Tiger of old. If we just get one round out of him, right? Or, you know, maybe half a round of, you know, some of the beautiful shots, his shot making, especially, you know, 150 and in, right? And his putting, right? I think that's probably the most disappointing thing that about Tiger right now, right? That his putting has definitely left him, right? That's, you know, we're not talking about just getting to the green. When you're on the green, right? I mean, the guy was literally the best putter in the world for over a decade, right? And I think that's probably, for me, the most disappointing thing, right? Shots that in the past that he would just make, right? It's so literally, I think his physical limitations is just affecting him mentally also too, when in the past that just wasn't the case. But I'm on the same boat with LB. You've seen Elway, he diminished, right? These are guys that got that alpha mentality, right? Peyton Manning should have left it when he got the neck surgery, should have left, right? But they still just wanted to play, right? And Tiger's in that same boat, right? And LB already mentioned a couple, you know, Muhammad Ali, Jordan, right? He's in that same boat. So, but I'm with LB. I still want to see him play on the tour, right? Because that's, for him, that's his measurement of, you know, can he come back? Can he actually still play with these young guys that, all these young guys are like him now. He wrote the book. He wrote the book on basically coming to the tour and winning, right? And so I'm on the same. I'm with LB. I still want to see him play.
All right, understood that. Hey, Vern, I'm on an island here right now, buddy. What are your thoughts on Tiger? Should he stay? Should he go? Or somewhere in between?
I'm glad you offered the somewhere in between, because the black and white of so I think if he can't get to where he was in 2019 when he won the Masters, if he can't get to some semblance of that, then I think he should retire. I agree in spirit with LB and Charles's points. I too would like to hope, but it's been, as you called out in the stats there, it's we're not even talking about like, oh, you know, he was even and he made a cut. Like he's like, he's like DNP. Yeah. That accident really jammed him up. Like I lit before this recording, like maybe a 90 minutes ago before the family got home, I just went back and rewatched some of the clips from the 2019 Masters. And I remember how I felt when, oh man, I just watched it. When Molinari's ball went into the water, and I immediately saw Tiger switch clubs, and he went into game mode, and he just dropped one on the green. Yeah, like if he went out there, you know, so understandably at that time the accident had happened. So at that point you're like, hey, this guy can still compete. I say all that to say, yeah, I generally think if he can't get back to that, which I think he could, I think with a long enough rest in between, I think even the Genesis showed you the first round, hey, there's still something in there. So that we could get what LB and Charles are talking about, we could get the potential for some magic. But it's the old thing about, like, you know, rushing back, which for him, you know, unlike an athlete at his prime, which may be like you taking like a season off or half a season off, it might need to be like a full year to get us like one performance at the Masters or something, like you said, the US Open is brutal, or something at the Open Championship, something like that. I think he can still go. If Bernhard Langer can make the cut at the Masters and Bryson DeChambeau, you know, flames out, I do think Tiger still has enough in there to do it. I think he needs to stay away from the game long enough to get to that point, or determine that he cannot. And if he cannot, I do think he should retire. I don't want to see Tiger Woods out here flailing. To LB's point, we made this point on the show before, you know, we brought up the Champions Tour. I think that is a viable option too, but Tiger is so proud. Like, what did he say that for the athlete? The mirror is the first to know, and the athlete's the last one to go, or something. So basically saying that, like, they recognize way late that it's beyond them. This is true of all great athletes. And Tiger's a one of one. He's a generational talent. And the confidence that led him to win, you know, 15 majors or whatever is kind of what got him where he is. So it's going to be the last thing to go. But as cool as – I think he could do well on the Champions Tour, too. He'd clean up. They'd actually probably be pretty pissed if he just showed up there just like, hey, man. Come on, you know, he just starts winning everything. But I think he's too proud. I think in his mind, he's like, no, I can still play with JT and Scotty and these guys at a high level. And I believe that he can. I just don't know if he can do it for four rounds, or if he can, like how many of those rounds during a season. Maybe he might get you four to five rounds. But I don't want to see flailing Tiger. We talked about this on the show, LB, about the Muhammad Ali, that last, where it was just like, oh, come on, man. No, bro. Punches.
One thing that I would like to say, on the Masters, Tiger is exempt through 2026.
Yes.
And after that, then he's either got it. Something else has to happen between now and then to get him to come back even more. And one other point is, you remember seeing, I know I've noticed it a few times, maybe last season before last, like Davis Love, who was past his prime, but you still see him out there, you know, sometimes he probably shouldn't have been out there
sometimes
on the tour, but he was out there because he qualified and, you know, he out there trying.
Well, hold on. I do think, just a quick correction, I believe for the Masters, all past champions
can play.
They are permanently. That's why Davis Love.
But it says on here, on their website, it says he's exempt through 2026. So I don't know if that.
Oh, yeah. Let me verify that. Well, continue making your point.
Well, I was trying to say, either way, they would give him a wild card if he
won. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, he get a wild card.
I do think he can walk on.
So you might as well say he's exempt. You might as well say he would get one of the wild cards.
Hey, guys, can I get a spot? I feel good. I'm playing. It's like, no, we got to have Davis on the third. He technically won. He's done it. So we're going to have him out here flailing again. I'm sorry, Libby. Go ahead.
No, I'm good. I want to hear what Freddie got to say.
Yeah, Freddie, over to you, man. I mean, what is your take on it? I mean, you know, the he's not the athlete he was, but he's still got a lot of golf in him. Do you see him continuing, or would this be the time for him to segue to the Champions Tour?
So with hearing LB, Vern, and Charles, prior to hearing them, my answer would be no. However, taking a little bit from what each one of them said, my answer still would be no. However, I look at it from a standpoint of when you're talking about, you know, Genesis, you know, and I did see something about it this past weekend, but it was just NBA All-Star Weekend. That was the thing, right? That was the big sports event, but I did see something about it, right? So my question becomes, okay, what is the benefit to Tiger playing in Genesis? Are they paying, because I don't know, honestly, I expect you guys to tell me that. Does Tiger get anything for playing in it? Is it more so promotional for the event or whatever the case may be? What is it that Tiger is getting out of? And that's a rhetorical question, right?
Okay.
That's a rhetorical question, right? And so then when you brought in Jordan playing for the Wizards, guess what? Jordan, when he was playing for the Wizards, he had an end goal in mind. It wasn't to go out and win a championship and whatever the case may be. There was an end goal. Elway and Peyton Manning, guess what? They had end goals toward the end of their careers, which now Peyton is somewhere involved. I think he might know Elway is involved with Denver. And I think
he's in management.
You know, so there was end goal. Even though they were in the decline, there was an end goal. Even with Kobe, like our last image of Kobe on the court was dropping 60 against Utah, right?
It was a messy 60, though.
You know, so it's one of those things. So for me with Tiger, I asked myself, okay, are you just parading Tiger out because he's been so great for so long and other most of these guys have not had the career that Tiger has had? So he's going to be the big attention drawer to a particular event with the expectation of him not really being able to complete or qualify for the next round or so on and so forth or whatever. So it's just, for me, it's a multifaceted question in regards to Tiger. Okay, what are you looking? Do you think you can actually win a major? I don't think he can.
I think he believes he can, though.
He's just okay. Mm-hmm. You know, they sliding me something on the side. Is it my pride that just won't let me go away?
So it's the last part. I know you said they were rhetorical, but the Genesis is like one in the trimmer rotation. Yeah, it's a title sponsor, and it's one of the first, like, they call them signature events. I call them try hard. It's one of the first like try hard tournaments where like people show up ready, like the shooters come out for the Genesis. And so Tiger's a proud guy. And so it's like, yeah, he's not going to play in the Waste Management. He's not going to play at Kapalua. Oh, the Genesis coming up? Bet. I'm finna be there because people show up for this. So I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's
one. And Tiger's the host for that tournament.
He's the host for the tournament. So he's getting bread and everything else. But I think his competitive spirit is drawn out where it's like, oh, everybody's showing up for this. I'm finna show up too. I'm gonna show y'all what I can do. Because it is a tough tournament that requires good golf to win.
Yeah, I just think he should, you know, I think he should just go home and just find another part of in the game that he can contribute to and stop diminishing, you know, stop it. Because to me, like, he's been on a downward trajectory since that accident with the, you know, with the woman stuff, whatever. He's been going down ever since that particular moment. And it's like, whether it was the injuries from the accident, I don't know. Only he truly knows how his body feels and, you know, and so on and so forth. So we're not going to get into that part, but he has not been the same. And it's okay, you know. But you're making a mockery of your legacy.
That's my thing, Freddie, right? And I got to – you know how it is, man. It's like we were watching, you know, me and D were watching. And to me – the image of him, and LB had it in one of these texts. He ain't tell y'all about it, but he had it in there about Tiger being carted off. His head was in his hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so for me, the stuff that I led with, it's a lot. I'm talking about DNP after DNP after DNP after cut after cut. At some point, you have to acknowledge. I have to acknowledge that, you know, I watch all of these and I love him. I think what he did for the game, you know, it's up there with everything everybody is saying. But when I watch for the competition. I want to see the best play. Agreed. I want to see the best play. And he, to me, is not the best. He really wasn't the best, I think, 5 years ago, Vern, when he won the Masters, he caught fire.
Yeah.
He caught fire, got it, and it's almost like most people, I know exactly where I was when he won in April, right? I mean, I was on a shoot. I stopped the shoot to put it on the big screen like, oh, it's on. And ever since then, I can't think of a time since April of 19 where I felt what LB was talking about. You understand? If and then going to Vern's point, he can't put 4 days together. Right. And
that's hard.
Yeah. And so here's the thing, Charles, right? Like day one, I've seen Tiger hook. I've seen him, you know, slice. I've never seen him shank.
Right.
That's a Coach B move right there. You understand what I'm saying? Right off the tee, shanked it. And then it was, you know, oh, back spasm.
Right.
Okay. Next day was, oh, wait, might be the flu, could be the back spasm. I feel, and this is might ruffle some feathers, but I feel that he really wants to do what he wants to do, but he's gauging what the reaction is going to be based on how the play is. And he was stinking it up. He was stinking it up. He was not going to make the cut, in my opinion. And to Dee's point, he's too good of a guy, done too much for the game for that to be, in my opinion, his last memory. And, you know, I can still see him, you know, going off in a cart, right? Mm-hmm. Head in his hands. That's a tough look for somebody who you remember. What hole was that, LB? 16? That famous one on 16 on Sunday when he came out, rolled, got right up to the edge. Yeah. That's
the call, LC, Jim Nansen. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But to your point, Coach, in order for Tiger to go out with his quote unquote head held high and not his hands, he got to come back for that.
I agree.
You know, because all, like you say, with all these DNPs and missed cuts, he's got to come back and find a round to where he goes out, you know, shoots 200-300, whatever that number is, where he can hang his hat on and say, hey, you know, I came out here, I played, I did my best, and I'm walking away from the game now, as opposed to being carted off the course.
I think his mic drop moment, was 5 years ago, but he didn't know it. And none of us, I mean, 19, I'm thinking like everybody else. Oh, he's back. I'm counting championships that he's going to add to the Masters. And this would, mind you, that's 2 years before the accident. So there was a lot of, he almost fell, you know, right off again. You know, like I say, PGA championship, same year he got cut. Right. He didn't make the cut. Same year he won the Masters. So I just don't know. Oh, so let me throw this question out to the group. Does he play in the Masters this year?
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
if his body will allow him, he will be there.
If it's physically possible, he
will be there. Yep.
Does he make the cut in the Masters this year?
I'm going to take the no. Totally, I'm going to take the no on that. I'm going to take the no pass.
That's totally different. You said he's going to play. Yeah.
It was a two-part question, Charles. Yeah, I mean, does he make the cut?
I think that's what his next goal is. I think that is his next. He's eyeing the Masters, right? I don't think he's going to play any. If he does, it'll be a warm-up one, right? But I think Masters is what what he's got his eye on next. But, Masters, that's a tough golf course, right? That's a golf course when he was even in his prime, right? Because it's not like he won the Masters every year, right? So, or even in the top 10, right? So that's a tough golf course. And
if his body allows, he makes the cut. If his body allows, he makes the cut. He knows the course better than anybody there.
He doesn't. Yeah.
I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say no on that one. I don't say he's not gonna make the cut on that one.
I would agree.
Freddie, does he make the cut in your opinion, Freddie?
No. I think truthfully, what Tiger, if you and I'm gonna go back, right? And I remember watching the game when Kobe popped his Achilles.
Yeah.
Against Golden State, right? They was trying to help him off the floor. He didn't want that to be his lasting image. He went down, tears in his eyes. He got up, hit the two free throws, and he limped to the sideline. He didn't want the lasting his potential lasting image to be him walking, you know, being carried off. I think with Tiger, I think what he wants wants it to be is, guess what? I didn't win, but guess what? The circumstances didn't beat me. You beat me. You know, whoever else, someone right. else beat me. I think that's what it, that's what's playing in Tiger's head. It's the circumstances are preventing him from progressing forward, you know, but it's not the players that's beating him, it's his body. And I think that's what's going on with Tiger. Fair but enough. No, I don't think he will. I think he, you know, he shouldn't be. He should just go home, rest, holler at us next year.
I'll say I think he will play. I don't think he makes the cut. I think, and one of the reasons is, I think people, no matter what state these older athletes get in, I think the competition gets up even more when they play. Mm-hmm. I saw it with Serena. I pleaded for Serena, get out now. You know, she's going to chase Margaret Court. And these young whippersnappers, you saw it, Charles, you know, yeah. average people were getting their game up just so they could put on their resume. Absolutely. It doesn't say I beat Serena in her last year. It just says I beat Serena. Serena mm-hmm. was the best.
Right.
I think we see some of that, you know, with Tiger and golf. And another thing I think you got to do at some point, man, you know, golf isn't conducive to some of the health issues that he has.
It's just, you know, not
the swing, the back, the all that stuff. I mean,
the leg injury. Yeah.
Thank you. It's hard on the body, and I think at some point, you know, he has to look at that as well. I do agree with you though, LB. I would like to see him. I don't think he wins another major number one, but I would like to see him finish something, finish strong, be in the hunt. You know what I mean? And then, you know, you only have to December of next year before you're eligible to go and play with the seniors. I think he should migrate to that. But there you have. That's really all we got time for today. I'm really glad you guys were able to join and offer your opinions. I will come back and hit up these guests in April to see if you know.
Are we keeping score now?
Yeah.
Cristobal was. I said.
Just like that. Yeah, just like that. So, again, appreciate you guys. One of the things that we do on the show, though, before we leave, we have this segment called I Got Something to Say. It can be about anything. It has no relevance to the topic of the day. We try to keep it under 2 minutes. So I'm going to ask each one of you guys, if you got something to say, we're going to give you the format. I'm going to start with you, Charles. You got something to say today?
Get out and vote.
Okay.
Our democracy is definitely in question, right? So, my thing is, get out and vote. Use it.
Thank you. Vern, you got something to say?
Not as important, but I'm going to sound like the old guy here. Listen, the All-Star game is supposed to be fun. I get it. I'm with all the shenanigans. But kind of just like the NIL and some of these other movements that have gone too far in one direction, hey, let's just make it slightly more. Let's even fake like we care just a little bit. I know it's a break because they. I don't know if y'all know the NBA All-Star game happened this weekend. It was
worst
wild.
One ever, man.
It was pretty. And again, I don't even watch these. Even for not watching it, I was like, all right, y'all, what are y'all doing? And they talking to Adam Silver about money. Do y'all not get it? You know, it's a lot of money. Like, yeah, it's just a weekend break, yo. Just ease up. Maybe like 2-3 years ago, where it was when they had the teams they could pick. Just right there, it can still be fun, but like try a little bit. So that's it. That's all I got.
Fair enough. LB, how about you, buddy? You got something to say?
I'll make mine fast. I recently retired like 2 weeks ago, and I am loving life. My advice to all of you is retire as soon as you can. That's it.
I like that.
I love it. I love it.
Nice.
Like Freddie, that. Talk to me, man. You got something to say today?
Pretty much kind of piggyback off of Charles. Fonnie Willis, I support you. I saw more and I understood more about this situation that's going on in Fulton County. I thought you was on some stupid stuff, but once I actually read a little bit more about it, this is a time that people should be supporting her. You know, what she does in her personal life has nothing to do with the merits of the case that she's trying. So I support you, Fonnie. I'm available for a job, if you hire me too. You know,
fair enough. I got something to say. It's from a couple weeks ago. San Francisco 49ers lost the Super Bowl, and then they turned around and fired their defensive coordinator, Steve Wilks.
Horrible.
I think that's some bullshit, and it's wrong on so many levels. And then on top of that, Nick Bosa saying we weren't as prepared as we need to be. All you had to do was lane integrity. You have one job, Nick. Don't let him get outside of you, right? And in my opinion, you know, it wasn't the defense that didn't know the rules of overtime, right? It wasn't the defense that missed the PAT, right? It wasn't the defense that had the offensive fumble. And I like CMC, but he fumbled the ball. But guess what the defense did do? Caused the fumble and got a fumble. I don't like the whole scapegoatism thing. I think that dude was railroaded. And what I wanted to say is, if you haven't had a chance to look at Shannon Sharpe's reaction to that on Nightcap, I'll put a link in the description. Follow. He did a great job because he grew up in the Shanahan system. He, you know, they're very close to him. He talked about the father. He's known Kyle for 35 years, but he called him out and called him out in the right way, you know, saying that he was wrong. So I know it's pro sports, happens to coaches all the time. But that dude was set up to fail. So that was I got something to say. Again, appreciate everybody coming. You know, GR missed a good one. Glad you guys were able to come and hang out. Again, please take some time and follow the Golf DMV podcast. Their link is in the description. These guys are breaking ground in the have broken ground, I should say. I don't know how many hundred episodes they have. It's over 300 in the podcast world. They are world famous, literally world famous. There are people overseas that follow these guys, something we aspire to be. Until then, we hope to see you guys next week. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll talk.